makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee, bring you The Charlie McCarthy Show, starring Edgar Bergen and Don Ameche.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Don Ameche inviting you to join us here at the Victorville Army Airfield at Victorville, California. Our guest this evening is the charming and talented Miss Ann Baxter. And, of course, our regular group, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Joan Merrill, Ken Carpenter, Mortimer Snerd, Effie Klinker, Edgar Bergen, and Charlie McCarthy. Charlie, how do you like it here at Victorville?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Ameche, there's something about this desert that gets under your skin.
It does, huh?
Yeah, and I don't mean cactus.
Oh, I think it's wonderful, Charlie. But there's one thing that bothers me.
What bothers you, Johnny?
That awful glare.
Oh. All right, fellas, cut it out now.
Joan, what are you going to sing for the boys?
Sweetheart of all my dreams.
And I hope it's me.
I love you, I love you, I love you. Sweetheart of all my dreams. I love you, I can't live without you. My life is empty, it seems. You may do what you may, whatever you say. You know that I'll always love you this way. I love you, I love you, I love you. You are my sweetheart and dream. You may do what you may, whatever you say. You know that I'll always love you this way. I love you, I love you, I love you. You are my sweetheart in dream. It seems sweetheart of all.
$430.01, $430.02, and $430.03.
Charlie, what are you doing there?
Go away, Bergen. Go away. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Oh, money, 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 money. Ooh, yummy, 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 yummy. I really got it, boys. I really am loaded with this stuff.
Yeah, you certainly are rolling in money, aren't you?
You said it. Now I can not only look the whole world in the face, but I can spit in his eye. Yes, I got a roll here that would choke a horseradish.
A horse, yeah. Well, I still think, young man, that it's ridiculous of Mr. Van Snort to give you that much reward money.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah, but read what he says.
All right, I will. Dear Master McCarthy.
That's me.
Yeah. It is with heartfelt thanks and gratitude for saving my daughter's life that I send you this $500.
That's me. 500 smackaroos. Woo-wee! Yes, sir, did you ever see such a lovely bale of lettuce?
Yes. All bills.
Yeah. The green is such a restful color.
But you admitted, Charlie, that the rescue wasn't genuine.
Well, so what? Read on, Macduff.
All right. Well, it says here, I admire your modesty in making up that story about accidentally falling out of a tree onto Mignon's runaway horse. Only a real hero would go to such lengths to conceal his true bravery.
That's sweet.
Yes.
Unaccustomed as I am to telling the truth, I gotta admit that this time it paid off.
Yes. Well, the fact is you did save her. So, Charlie, you may keep the money.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bergen. You are so generous with other people's money.
Yeah. But I hope you're not throwing it away foolishly.
Oh, no, sir. On the way down here, I spent some of it on good, nourishing ice cream sodas.
Ice cream sodas?
Yes, sir.
Some?
Well, as a matter of fact, I had 10.
10 ice cream sodas?
Yeah.
Why, Charlie, you'll be sick.
Oh, no, no, I feel pretty good.
You do?
Yes, I feel even better now.
Yes.
Now, by the way, Bergen, what's good for an approaching stomach ache?
Yeah, well, you certainly must be enjoying life with all that money.
Oh, I'm enjoying so lot. Might as well. Will you watch it, Bergen?
All right, yeah.
Well, I'll try it once more.
Yes, all right.
What I was going to say was I'm enjoying life so much it's nearly killing me.
Is that so?
See, but it's loused up now.
Yes.
That's your egg.
All right, all right. But I do think, Charlie, I do think you shouldn't carry all this money around.
You don't?
No. You see, someone might steal it from you.
Yes, Mr. Bergen.
So, I think, Charlie, for your own good, let me keep it for you.
Get your dirty lunch hooks off. Oh, no. If I'm going to be robbed, I'd rather be robbed by a stranger.
Oh, you would.
Yeah.
But you see, Charlie, it's my duty to look after that money for you.
Why?
Because I am your only relation.
Yeah, well, you needn't bother. Anyway, we're only related vocally.
Vocally. Well, nevertheless...
Money, 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 money. Oh, nice crisp bills. Oh, you little Dickenses, you.
All right. Stop acting so crazy.
Mr. Bergen, when a person is wealthy, the word to use is eccentric.
Eccentric, yes. But you're not wealthy.
Yeah, but who can tell? I may become, before I'm through, I may wind up one of those big financial raccoons.
A what?
Cocoons.
No, no, no.
Baboon.
No, no, no. Statue. No, no, no.
What is it?
It's a financial tycoon.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. By golly, I was close.
Yes, you were.
Now, let me see. I think I'm going to buy me a diamond-studded bean shooter, a pearl-handled slingshot.
No, no, Charlie. Haven't you any really worthwhile plans for your money?
Well, I'm considering buying up a few schools.
A few schools.
And then setting the kids free.
I see.
Emancipator McCarthy, that's me.
Hello, Charlie. Say, Ray and I heard about your good luck. Congratulations.
Oh, how'd you guys hear about it?
Well, money talks, old boy, and we were eavesdropping, you know.
Jeepers creepers, can I believe my peepers? Look at that roll.
Yes, sir. From now on, I'm only mingling with the right people. The social and the financial ones, you know.
I see, yeah.
Yeah, no riffraff.
No.
Tell me, Don, how many swimming pools have you got?
Well, naturally, I just have one.
One. Peasant.
Can you imagine Charlie falling into a fortune?
I say, old boy, I had a fortune once.
How did you get it?
Oh, very simple. I just put a penny in a weighing machine and out it came.
Well, you get out of here.
Now, the first thing, Charlie, the first thing I want you to do is to pay off your debts.
Well, that's the last thing I want to do.
Oh, yeah. How about paying off those IOUs you gave me?
Yeah. Those IOUs are forgeries.
Listen to me, McCarthy.
Just see my barrister. See my barrister. That's all. Hey, wait a minute. Wait. One of my bills is missing. Lock the doors.
Oh, yeah.
Don't anybody leave now. Call out the MPs.
All right, all right. Calm down.
Don't look so innocent there, Amici.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I never did trust you.
Are you insinuating
that? No, I'll clip you so... Oh, never mind. I found it right here.
Charlie, you should use that money to put yourself through college. Remember, education will bring you out of the darkness into the light.
Yeah, but I have more fun in the dark, though.
All right. Have your own way, young man, but just remember the old saying... A fool and his money are soon parted.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, you made a monkey out of that saying, didn't you, Bergen?
No, I didn't.
The pleasure we get from coffee with other foods or by itself depends upon flavor, deep, rich, and abundant. So get all you're entitled to. Everybody is entitled to this special treat. There's no need to take anything less. So double up on coffee pleasure. Have Chasen Sanborn with meals and between. More people enjoyed Chasen Sanborn coffee in the past year than ever before. A nationwide swing to this richer blend with its overwhelming abundance of flavor has set a new all-time high. It's the biggest swing in our history. Through the past 81 years, millions have learned how Chasen Sanborn goes with all other food flavors, sets them off to supreme advantage. And more than that, how all by itself, coffee for coffee's sake, Chasen Sanborn makes the occasion. It doesn't weigh any more than any other coffee, but that extra flavor is there. It's the standard of coffee excellence, the measure of how good coffee can be. Make the most of that opportunity and always ask for Chasen Sanborn coffee.
Clinker, it's so good, so very good to see you.
Oh, Donsie boy, stop it. Oh, Donsie, will you take me out tonight? Why not?
You know, Effie, I think it was nice of you to bring the boys homemade cookies.
Yes, well, I made them myself, too. Aren't they delicious?
Oh, I should say they are. They're so light and fluffy, even a child could lift one.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Is it true, Effie, that the boys asked you to bake them a lot more cookies?
That's true. Mm-hmm. They're using them for poker chips.
Oh, I...
Effie, did you bake them in blue and white?
No, but I put a lucky number in each cookie.
A lucky number?
Uh-huh.
What number?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, what number?
Oh, I don't know. Some number.
Well, what?
Well, it could be my phone number.
Oh, I...
Oh, heavens to ground school.
Yes. You know, Don, Effie made some icebox cookies, but they were so hard you couldn't eat them.
Well, maybe she forgot to defrost them.
No, they weren't icebox cookies.
Oh, they weren't?
They were supposed to be ginger snaps.
Oh, I see. Well, I think you left them in the oven too long.
Well, so they turned out to be charcoal snaps.
Yes.
Well, Effie, don't you be discouraged about your baking.
No, I'm not. I've already had an order from the government.
From the government?
Mm-hmm.
What was the order?
They said don't bake any more cookies.
I see.
Joan?
Yes, Don?
I understand you have a confession to make.
Yes, I have, but I'm confessing that I love you.
I'm confessing that I love you. Tell me, do you love me too? I'm confessing that I need you. Honest, I do. Need you every moment. In your eyes I read such strange things, but your lips deny they're true. Will your answer really change things, making me blue? I'm afraid someday you'll leave me, saying, can't we still be friends? If you go, you know you'll grieve me. All on you my life depends. Am I guessing? dreaming dreams of you in vain. I'm confessing that I love you over again. If you go, you know you'll grieve me. All on you, my life depends. Am I guessing that you love me? Dreaming dreams of you in vain. I'm confessing that I love you.
When I introduce our beautiful guests, now please remain grounded. Here she is, Miss Ann Baxter.
Hello, Charlie. I'm so glad you invited me to be with you today.
Oh, Miss Baxter. Pardon me if I seem to put my arm around your waist, Bunch.
Oh, come now, Charlie. Aren't you a little young for that sort of thing?
Young nothing. I'm crowding Wolfhood.
Uh-huh. Oh, doesn't the desert thrill you? Just sand, sand everywhere. Yeah. As far as the eye can see.
And snow. If these guys ride home, they're suffering with the heat. They're kidding. You know, this would be a wonderful place out here. This would be a wonderful place, a refueling station for an hourglass.
Yes, when I see the desert, it always reminds me of those fantastic Arabian nights.
Yeah, well, they're not half as fantastic as some of these Victorville nights.
Say, Charlie, did you ever read the story of Sheikh Hassan and his beautiful daughter?
No, tell it, will you, please?
Well, the old sheikh declared that only the richest and bravest tribesman should marry his lovely daughter.
Yes.
So one young suitor schemed a way to convince the sheikh of his bravery.
Good.
As he sat waiting at the oasis,
Sahib, Sahib, I am Ali Baba Amishe. You sent for me?
Yes, but why are you late?
Well, you know, you must believe me. My camel, she run out of hay.
A likely story.
Yes.
Now tell me, Ali Baba. Baba, how did you get the name of Baba?
Well, you know, they call me Baba because I am of the family, the black sheep.
Yes. Well, that's pretty bad.
Sahib, I know you will forgive me for asking, but aren't you Halja Alice?
No, that's my brother.
Oh.
I'm Dasis Alice.
Well, I know the family well.
Yeah.
Then your cousin must be Abdullah Ablongata.
The very same, yes.
Ah.
That is on my father's side.
Oh, of course,
his
yes.
Good side.
Well, now to get back to business. I hear you are in love with Sheikh Hassan's daughter.
Yes, and whoever marries her must be brave.
Oh, is she that bad?
No.
Oh, no.
No, oh. No. You see, now we got to figure out a scheme to make me a hero.
Oh, well, that is very simple. Suppose I pretend to rob you, and then we get into a fight, huh?
Yeah, let's make it a terrific fight.
Oh, yes.
See? Spare nothing.
No, nothing.
But remember, I gotta win.
Yeah. What? A little squirt like you lick me?
Yeah.
Why, what will the guys down at the Oasis say?
Well, keep away from the green spot. I'll pay you.
You will, huh?
How much you want?
Well, let us say 20 bags of gold. Now, that is my rock bottom price.
Yeah.
And I got the rockiest bottom in Egypt.
All right. Here's the gold.
The jackpots,
yeah.
Huh?
Now meet me at Sheik Hassan's tent in 20 minutes.
All right, Sahib, I go now. But first, would you give my camel a push?
Well, why?
The starter is broken.
My little cactus blossom. I have lived for this moment to feast my eyes upon your beauty.
Ah, such a gracious compliment must be rewarded. Come, let us drink to this memorable occasion.
That's a good idea. Say, that's pretty good stuff. What is it?
Water.
How do you spell it? Oh, water. What do you have for a chaser? You don't need one. Oh, fair one, marry me, and life will be one long round of song, dance, and entertainment.
Well, what about the midnight closing?
Oh, I don't know. Marry me, and you'll get rare perfumes, beautiful silks, and priceless jewels.
What? No allotment?
Anything you ask, my dear.
Oh, look into my eyes and say, I'm wonderful.
You're wonderful. Oh, my fragile desert flower. Let me take you in my arms.
Oh, daughter.
Which is my father, Sheik Hassan.
Hassan who?
Hassan any hair. Oh.
Oh, mighty Sheik, I've come to ask for your daughter's hand.
Well, the man who marries my little jewel must be rich. Why, you couldn't even dress my daughter.
No, but I'm willing to learn.
No.
What's that?
Oh, brassware, copperware, underwear, and nylons from the Nile.
Oh, another one of those peddlers.
Yes, old girl. I'm Abu Banana, the harp cast.
Yeah, you're also miscast.
No, I'm the carpet merchant.
And how is the carpet business?
Pretty rugged. Now, what can I tip you on? You'll find my prices reasonably exorbitant.
Have you anything snappy in garters?
No, but I have something catchy in fly paper.
Oh, please don't shout and laugh, for you. I have an awful headache.
Oh, don't worry, old chap. I can fix a headache with a native herb.
Oh, I wish you would.
Oh, herb! I say, Herb, old boy, bring this bloke an aspirin, would you?
Up with your hands, everybody. This is a robbery, n'est-ce-pas?
Oh. A robbery? Oh, gracious, get up, Nina. Let's get out of here.
Oh, protect me. Protect me from this rude villain.
I'll handle this. Listen, you desert rat. If you as much as look at this beautiful princess, I'll knock you so flat I can use you for a bookmark.
Oh, you are so brave, Darsus. And I'm just a frightened little girl.
Oh, now do not be frightened. How could anyone harm so beautiful a creature?
Oh, no.
Just 1 minute. Oh, my love. Say it is I you love, or I shall drown myself in the deep wells of your eyes.
Oh, you are kind. You are noble.
No, noble was the peddler. Sweet one.
Hey, what about the fight?
Oh, that deal is off.
Yeah, but my gold. My...
Oh, just to show you there is no hard feeling, I will keep the gold.
Oh, are you hot foot on the sands of time?
Shut up, you. Come, my love. We have just time to catch the 9 o'clock camel.
I am ready. Goodbye, father. Goodbye, daughter.
Woe is me. I'm sick of the desert. I'm sick of Egypt and Africa. Sick of this plague.
And where are you going, unlucky one?
I'm going to join the American Legion.
Oh, yes. There is a nice spot in Victorville.
Not bad.
No matter where you see a cup and saucer, in a picture, store window, anywhere, they should remind you of pleasure enjoyed and more to come every time. That's the way it'll be with your coffee cup. It can be a symbol of pleasure if you take the precaution to fill it with delicious Chasen Sanborn coffee. This richer blend brings you all the flavor your cup can possibly hold, a wealth of rich goodness, deep down, wholehearted, completely satisfying. In the past year, more people enjoyed Chasen Sanborn coffee than ever before. So many millions preferred its flavor that this has become the biggest swing in our entire 81-year history. And it's no wonder when you consider that you get just as much Chasen Sanborn coffee in a pound as you could any other kind. But over and above that is this lavish abundance of extra superfine flavor. This week, get all the coffee goodness you're entitled to. Ask your grocer for delicious Chasen Sanborn coffee.
Mr. Amici.
Well, Mortimer Snerd, what's on your mind?
What mind?
Well, your mind.
Oh, that old thing. Well, I was supposed to tell you something.
What was it?
Well, you know, on my scene, what scene? Oh, I know what it was as well as I know my own name, too.
Well, what is your name?
I can't think of it right now. Oh, yeah, Charlie told me to tell you that Joan Blondell was going to be with us next week. That's what he told me to tell you.
Oh, well, that's right, that's right. That's wonderful, Charlie.
Ladies and gentlemen, with many of our lumberjacks away from our forests and chopping their way through South Pacific jungles and the Siegfried Line, the wood pulp shortage is becoming critical. As our armor pushes forward on all fronts, more and more paper containers loaded with food, ammunition, and drugs must go to the battle areas beyond the realm of salvage. As our Navy scours the Pacific, it jettisons in its wake more and more empty paper containers to join the vanishing units of Nippon's Navy. Only salvaged paper can keep up the supply of paper containers needed to carry essential material to help pound our enemies into unconditional surrender. So save every scrap of paper. Don't let down on this small but very vital effort that is so essential to victory. Paper salvage is one of the many tiny jobs to which we are privileged to give a little of our time day after day to help those men who live only from minute to minute, and in memory of those men whose time is eternity.
This week when you're buying coffee, think of us and ask for Chasen Sanborn coffee, coffee made to serve in times like these. Stay tuned to this station for the new Eddie Bracken show that comes on right after station identification. Ann Baxter can soon be seen in the 20th Century Fox production, A Royal Scandal. This is Frank Barton speaking from Victorville, California.
Now, if I were a sports announcer, I might say, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, the battle is on for the title, Best Chocolate Pudding Ever. Homemade chocolate pudding, undisputed champion for years, meets the challenger, Royal Chocolate Pudding, in what promises to be the... Well, but dropping the prize ring lingo, here's what actually happened. 242 women made homemade chocolate pudding, all using the same recipe. Then they made royal chocolate pudding, served both to their families, asked, which do you prefer? Which came out ahead? Which got the most votes? Royal by more than 3-1. Folks praised Royal's wonderful chocolatey flavor, its delicate smoothness and creamy texture. And remember, this marvel of a pudding is prepared in just 7 minutes. Try Royal chocolate pudding soon. And those other fine flavors, mellow butterscotch, delightful vanilla. You'll see why Royal puddings are such tremendous favorites with people everywhere.
This is the National Broadcasting Company. KFI Los Angeles, Earl C. Anthony Incorporated. Transcribed.